Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our latest edition here of Inside the Nuha. Inside the Nuha is presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for all the information you need about all their programs, you can go to their website at bodybyboyle.com. Very appropriate here this week since Mike trained the 1998 first gold medal team as the U.S. women seek a gold medal in 2026. Our coaching spotlight here falls on Tom O'Malley. Tom O'Malley of the Sacred Heart Pioneers. His 32nd year as a head coach, his 23rd, truly an icon of the Sacred Heart Pioneer program, now 23rd year. And he is the longest tenured Division I women's coach and still thriving, going strong. And trust me, he still has the passion. And I talked to him yesterday before we talked to him today. It's still there, and he is still very excited, getting up in the morning and getting on the ice every day with his team. Tom, welcome. Great to have you with us. Always a pleasure to talk hockey.
Thank you, Bernie. So happy to be with you. And like you just mentioned here, great to catch up yesterday and talk about some of the old days and talk about the current days as well.
Indeed. And Tom, you know, we have our profile here. We're coming towards the home stretch, down the stretch of the season, toward the postseason. And just got to make mention, you know, we talked to you last year on the program, and it was certainly a banner year in every sense of it for your Pios last year in winning the Nuha tournament. You won on the road at Long Island. First ever trip to the NCAA tournament. You went to the regional up in Ithaca at Cornell, 21 wins. And, of course, what do you do for an encore this year? And you returned a very experienced team overall in a number of key areas. And I looked at the way it's gone for you this year, and it's been kind of a roller coaster ride. You've had some ups and downs. You've had some streaks. We talk about the college hockey season. I always say the longest season in any sport, anywhere, is a college hockey season. But the goal is always to be playing your best at the end of the year. And you have ripped off 7 in a row before the 1-0 loss to Long Island last weekend. So as you look at this team now and how you've brought them along, thinking back to the success you had last season, and just some of your overall thoughts and perspective as you get ready for the most important hockey.
Yeah, Bernie, like you mentioned, it is a long year. And going back to September when we first started out, you know, everyone's talking about we want to repeat. And I'm like, yeah, definitely. But it's a different year. It's going to be a different journey. You know what I'm saying? And we do have an experienced team, many returners from last year, but yeah, it has been an up and down type of year. Picked number one in the poll, and we've sort of been around 6-7, you know, all year. You know what I'm saying? But we have been playing our style, our brand of hockey as of late, even in that 1-0 loss on Saturday evening. You know, it was a good college, you know, hockey game, back and forth, and unfortunately, we came out on the losing side that night, but you know, overall, we were just happy with the effort, and looking forward to our next game here Friday up at Assumption.
Yeah, certainly have had a great rivalry with Assumption, you know, fairly close in proximity, and looking back, that was a weekend, kind of a rarity, that you didn't come away with a win, especially with the way you're playing now. Just you think back to those two games. You played to a tie the first night and 4-2 loss with another tight one the second night. Things change. You know, once again, college hockey season team from December to February. Your recollection of Assumption and what they present, the issues they present, and how you're preparing for a big weekend with some serious points on the line.
Yeah, no, they're a very good team, very well coached. You know, they're the type of team that capitalizes on mistakes. And we made a few, especially in that last game that we played them up there. And you know, we're looking to you know, fix that and have a different outcome this time. So, yeah, we've been working hard and just preparing for them, knowing that, you know, they're in a pretty good place in the standings. They have that team, but we have that team as well, too. So, look, I wish we were playing tonight, seriously.
Yeah, bring it on, absolutely.
Yeah.
And looking at the team, you know, once again, with the experienced group that you brought back, it jumps out when you look at the stat sheet and your score sheet. The Holm sisters from Minnesota have been currently the 1 and 2 scorers on the team, and coming back as a sophomore and a junior this year to lead. And you've got a pretty good distribution on offense in terms of being able to look to a number of different players, but there are a couple that top right off the list.
Yeah, no, both Bria. Bria was a transfer down from
Maine.
Maine,
yep.
And Ella came in last year as a freshman. And yeah, they practice hard every day. They work at it. They're very accomplished players, and you know they just want to improve every day. So yeah, no, Bria's got 16 points, and Ella's got 14 points, and you know, followed closely thereafter by Addie Bowlby, her sister Samantha Bowlby's on the team. So
another sister combination. Yep.
Yeah. So no, just they've been helping to lead the pack. I mean, like, and the thing is though, we've been getting scoring from different players, different lines, things like that. So it's not just one or two players. It's a combination of a lot of players, and I call it spreading the wealth.
Mm-hmm. No question. And have you noticed, I know from talking to CJ, just the recruiting situation that you have with this great facility that's now been a part of your program for a few years. I'm sure that that's been something that you can take with you to maybe a little bit further, and maybe get you into a few living rooms in recruiting that you might not have been able to get into before. I'm sure that's been a huge plus for you.
No, I mean, yeah, that, this place definitely factors into that. I mean, Bernie, like we've always had good players. Like we've always gone after those good players. But yeah, this building definitely attracts even more. Like so, near and far now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, in terms of we've always had kids from Minnesota, Michigan, Massachusetts. Those have been the mm-hmm. hotbeds. But now, you know, we're garnering attention from Europe and Western Canada and Ontario. So, yeah, it's certainly going to, add to, our team and our program with those kids as well.
And with your Boston background, I know just when I'm getting ready to talk to you today and looking at the roster, and there's still a great depth of talent around Boston, and you've got a lot of you look there, it looks like the no school announcements there also. You got a lot of towns represented, Hingham, North Andover, Newton. You got a lot of towns represented there where you can come back and they're all speaking your language, Tom, with the accents that we share.
Exactly. it's nice to definitely have that where they can fully understand me, where maybe some of the other kids at first it takes a little while for them to get used to that accent. But
right.
Yeah, with Kaylee Smith out in Framingham and Allie Cohen in Newton, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
And we've had Veronica Taylor down in Hingham. We've always had a very like I just mentioned a few moments ago, the hockey hotbeds, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, but we've always had kids from the South Shore. I mean, Katie Keenan just graduated out last year, what I mean? And she's at Suffolk Law School right now.
Oh, wow.
Caitlin McLaughlin, which she graduated in 2008, she's a police officer in Hingham, you know what I'm saying? So, we've always had that South Shore connection, so which is great.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And, in goal, I'm just, once again, I'm just looking at the numbers, getting ready to talk to you here today. Jillian Petruno, goals against under 2, save percentage,
yeah.
9.47. I mean, you're going to be in a lot of, if you got a goalie that's north, as you know, north of about 9.20, you're going to be in most of your games. If you got one at 9.47, you're going to be winning a lot of games, and you've been on a really impressive roll here lately.
Yeah, no, Jillian works hard every day. She brings it every day. When we recruited her, we actually went out. Victoria Blake, who's up at Vermont now, is the assistant coach. Victoria actually went out to Michigan to watch this other kid that we had some interest in, that had some interest in us, and we were going back and forth. And Victoria went out there to a tournament, and the phone rings, and she's like, "Coach, I found someone even better." You know what I'm saying? Mm. So Jillian Petruno. She had some interest from some of the WCHA teams, and that's what they saw in her. And thank God we found her, and she arrived here, and she's been great. She's worked hard her whole career here, and love how she's playing right now.
Absolutely, Michigan native, and
yeah,
played for the Bell Tire program, is one of those really strong programs on the boys and the girls side out in the Detroit area. Being able to bring her, and you mentioned in the race you got a chance here, Assumption, to be able to make a move, some big points on the line, and you put together some great weekends. You got a St. Ace at St. Mike's and a post, three sweeps. And I know from reading the article, anybody has a chance, check out the article about Tom, the feature cover story in the Sacred Heart Pioneers in their alumni magazine. And I love that the SMF is what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, I came up with that. I don't, Bernie. I mean, I come up with different quotes, different phrases, different things. I don't know, probably going back about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years now.
Yep.
I call it the SMF. Saturday morning feeling, Sunday morning feeling.
Sunday morning.
Yep. I tell them the first thing that, you know, when you open your eyes the next morning, you think of is, hey, the night before, that big win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
SMF, you know what I mean? So it's something we talk about a lot. And you could pick up the phone and call an alumni that graduated 10, 11, 12 years ago and say SMF. They know exactly what you're talking about.
I love that, and I love the one about the with the work ethic. No gifts. Everything is to be earned, Tom. And I think that's taken you a long way in being able to get the message to your players each year.
Yeah, no, Bernie, that's funny how, like, you know, these kids remember these things that I say. You know what I mean? And Maddie Bishop, who was in that article, she was talking about that whole thing with no gifts. And it was Max Dickerson that had written the article, and he was talking about it. And what do you call it? He had mentioned the no gifts thing, and I swear to God, I actually brought it up the other day too with the team, because something threw a puck away, and I'm like, listen, what was Christmas 42 days ago? I said, no gifts here, no gifts, not sending out presents to anyone here. So that's a year long thing in during the season. Like, you know, you could talk about it before Christmas and after Christmas as well. So.
That's right. It's got a shelf life on either side. There you go. All purpose. And also, as Coach Parker used to say often about college hockey, college sports, he'd say the season and the reason. And the melding of academics with the athletic pursuit for student athletes and the demands that they have and the commitment that they have. And man, I'll tell you, I what really jumped out at me, the academic standing and the achievement, the accomplishment of your teams has been outstanding and something that you've preached that has not fallen on deaf ears, Tom. I think there's a lot to be proud of there also.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of pride with that, Bernie. You know what I'm saying? Like, naturally, you know, you want your you know, best players, you know, the best player you can get here. But, you know, I tell everyone that we want good people here. You know, first of all, you need to have that good person and that good student as well. And I tell my team, I said, you're here for school first. Yeah, I know you're here for hockey, and you're coming to play, you know, Division I college hockey. I said, but listen, you're here for school first. So, you know, I tell them academics is number one, hockey's 1A. And my team has done a great job, you know, both on the ice, off the ice, off the ice, on the ice. And, yeah, I mean, like, we've had a number of 4-0 students. Mm-hmm. Two high students, you know, student athletes of the year, and academically, you know, they kill it, and they're taking tough majors too, nursing, you know, mm-hmm. We get a neuroscience right
wow.
now. We have two kids that are in medical school at the moment, alumni. You know what I'm saying? That are
sure.
You know, we have nurses and doctors, and I just mentioned Keith Keenan. You know, who's at Suffolk Law School, Nicole Guidi, she's finishing up her third year of law school this year down in Long Island. So, like, you know, these kids, they get it done here on campus, on the ice, in the classroom. And then, you know, when they go out into the real world, they're doing the same thing. So I'm really proud of that.
No, absolutely. And well, you should be, Tom, no doubt. And once again, final chance to get points here. You can still make a move. You're in six, but you could climb a couple of spots depending on the weekend. And of course, you know, once again, that's one of the things in the world of college hockey is you get to that second season and you just turn the page back and everybody's dead even once again. And I know that once again, you want to be playing your spy to play your best at the most important time.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. That's what we're striving for. We're working towards it and taking it one game at a time. You know, getting out that dumb, hey, there's 3 new hot points available Friday night. Let's go get them. So we're going to be ready and we're going to get everything we have.
Well, best of luck there, and we'll see if maybe our mutual friend Brian Radovich, you coached his daughter Kylie's doing very well, and another proud alum, and we'll see if maybe our paths will cross here. I'm going to check, I guess, weather permitting on Friday to see if I might be able to connect and actually get to see you guys play.
Oh, that'd be great, Bernie. Yeah, we're watching the forecast as well, too. I mean, I saw snow showers, and then I saw another one that said 5 inches, so we'll see. Well, I'm hoping that I'm hoping that it's the lesser of both, naturally, but, you know, Brian will know this guy, too, but my old friend Jack Casey, he's the second father to me, drove the Zamboni at BC for 15 years. I mean, for 52 years.
52 years at McHugh Forum, yep.
52 years at BC, and Jackie just had that you know, he had a couple of sayings, and he wouldn't say snow squalls, he'd say snow squirrels. And he would say it with the straightest face possible. It was almost like Norm Crosby type of thing.
Norm Crosby, you know, yep. And malapropism,
so
yep.
I'm hoping that we have snow squirrels instead of a snow, you know, a major snowfall. So, yeah. Giving a shout out to Jackie here. So, you know, Brian knows him too.
Absolutely. We'll look for squirrels instead of squalls. Fingers crossed on top. Yeah, exactly. No doubt. Tom, thanks so much. Really a pleasure as always to have you on and be able to catch up and talk hockey. So all the best this weekend and going forward. Good luck to you and the Pios.
All right, Bernie. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tom O'Malley, our guest, head coach of the Sacred Heart Pioneers here, featured on Inside the Nuha. And Inside the New Hour is presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.
Welcome back to Inside the New Hour, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. I'm Caitlin Beal, joined today by Sacred Heart University senior defender Olivia LaRoche. Welcome to Inside the New Hour. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So figured we'd start today with just some fast facts. So just kind of the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Go to hype song.
Oh, goodness. Probably Power by Kanye.
Do you have any pets?
I don't have any pets.
If you were to get one, what would you get?
Probably a dog, but my whole family's allergic, so we didn't have any growing up.
Maybe you could get like hypoallergenic or something.
Yes, definitely.
Your favorite memory so far as a Pioneer?
Winning the Nuha Championship easily last year and then going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, definitely a good one. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
What would your coffee order be?
Depends on the day, but my everyday order would probably just be like a grande black coffee from Starbucks.
Do you get it hot or iced?
Iced, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, like in the winter, no matter what the temperature is, I always have a nice coffee.
Yes, iced for sure.
Do you have a pregame meal?
It usually depends on the time of day if we're playing at like 2 or 7, but probably just like chicken, rice, potatoes. If it's an earlier game, just eggs.
Are you relatively superstitious?
I would say, yeah, I am pretty superstitious, but more just like really have a set routine before games.
What's in your routine?
Usually show up to the rink early, tape my stick, listen. I listen to the same playlist, like the same songs in the same exact order, usually every single game. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. And like a couple things and warm-ups here and there, but more routine than superstitious.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have a dream travel destination?
Probably somewhere in Europe. I haven't been over there. So I don't know. I think Paris would be cool. I haven't traveled much. So probably, yeah, I would say somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, Paris is definitely a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I am curious because you're originally from Minnesota. So obviously, I feel like Minnesota is known for hockey culture. So at what point did you get into hockey and why?
Yeah, definitely hockey culture is huge in Minnesota. I think that At an early age, my dad put me in skates. I absolutely hated it. Originally, I hated the gear. It was horrible. So then my parents put me back in dance for a couple of years, and my dad wanted to try it one more time. My dad played collegiate hockey. My older sister also did as well. So just looking up to them, and yeah, just all my friends were doing it, and I kind of just fell in love with the game really early on.
What age did you like fully get into it?
I want to say around 6 years old, where I like fully got into it and was on a 6U team.
And then you mentioned dance. Did you continue dance at the same time as hockey?
Absolutely not. No, I was horrible at that too. So that definitely wasn't my thing. And then I took off hockey from there. So no, stop dance.
Did you play any other sports like through high school?
I did. I played soccer for about 16 years. So I played all the way through my freshman year of high school.
Okay. Do you ever find time like in the off season to play at all now?
I don't, unfortunately. I do miss it. Like the girls that I played soccer growing up with was really fun. But no, I haven't played much soccer since.
Now you mentioned other people in your family played hockey collegiately. Where did they play?
My dad played for St. Mary's Division III school in Minnesota, and then my sister also played Division III at St. Scholastica in Duluth, Minnesota.
So, was that really an inspiration for why you wanted to play collegiately?
I think so, yeah. And growing up and playing for Minnetonka High School, I think it's such a big program, and a successful program. A lot of girls were, going on that path, and I, hemmed and hawed if that was something I wanted to do. And coming out looking at Sacred Heart, I just fell in love with it, and then yeah, decided I wanted to play college from there.
Did you know that you were going to be far away from home for college?
I think it kind of started to set in my junior senior year, excuse me, when I during the recruiting process, when the WCHA wasn't really lining up as an option for me, and then I kind of just had my heart set on coming out east for college.
Were you able to visit before committing?
I was, yes.
What are some of your favorite things about Sacred Heart?
The campus, for one, is gorgeous. We have beautiful facilities. We get to play at Martirri Family Arena, which is amazing. I got to open that my freshman year, which was super cool. The team is great. The academics are great. The coaching staff's been great to me as well. So I think all of that combined, and coming somewhere where I was gonna help grow a program was super important to me as well.
Yeah, definitely. Especially since the Newhaw hasn't been around as long. Like everyone almost pretty much has the opportunity to make history. And, program history obviously happened last season, which we'll get into in a bit. But I am curious, do you guys ever like go to New York City or do you do other things like outside, like things around in Connecticut?
Yeah, with the season and the schedule, it's such a demanding schedule. It's kind of hard. We like to stick around here and do a lot of fun stuff around Connecticut, but I'd say in the off season we have taken day trips to New York City, go shopping, get coffee, and do all that. It's so close, it's a train ride away. So we've definitely done that before.
What are some of the like top sites close to campus that you guys frequent?
I would say Fairfield Beach is right, probably like 15 minutes away from campus. So going down there and walking on the beach, there's a lot of fun cafes and sandwich shops and coffee shops, and you can walk around down there. That's very popular.
Nice. It sounds like there's a theme of like shopping, coffee, just kind of like fun days like that, which I love.
Yes, for sure.
Now, this is your senior season, and you've stepped into the role of captain. So, how would you describe your leadership style with the team?
I would say I'm a very vocal leader. I like to, support and uplift my teammates on the bench, on the ice, in the weight room, all of that. Accountability is huge for me, and just making sure that there's a positive energy, positive vibe in the locker room, and making sure anybody feels that they can come to me if they need support or questions or anything. Just kind of being that soundboard that anybody can come to, has kind of been my motivation moving into this season. But yeah, I would definitely describe it as more of a vocal leader.
Is there anyone who you really looked up to as a leader or anyone who you've maybe modeled your own leadership style off of?
Yeah, I would say in high school, I had an amazing senior captain. Her name's Lacey Martin. She played at Boston University for in college, and she was a great mentor to me in high school, and I think I kind of took after her a little bit because she was so influential in my in my leadership, and like I just loved how she led our high school team. And I would say, yeah, she's somebody that I looked up to growing up.
Now, being vocal, are there any like specific words of motivation that you tend to use, or is it more just kind of like cheering on the bench?
Yeah, I would say cheering is a big one. You know, like play your game. You know, patting girls on the back if they make a mistake, I think is something huge and that I really take pride in and love to do. But just uplifting each other, whether you know it's quiet teammate, a louder teammate, everybody needs uplifting every once in a while. So I think yeah, a lot of the cheering, but just you know, play your game. You're doing great. Words of wisdom like that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, this Saturday is actually your senior night. So, do you have people coming to support you?
Yes, my mom and dad are coming out, and then my older sister, my sister's fiance, are going to be here. My younger brother couldn't make it because he is playing in his section tournament back in Minnesota. He's also a senior, so I'll have four people out here to support me this weekend, which I'm very, very blessed and very grateful for.
Does your family often come out to see games?
Yeah, my parents have done a phenomenal job. You know, lots of sacrifices have gone into that. You know, they usually come out around 4 or 5 times a season, which is a really good amount. Again, like I said, I'm very blessed. Trying to make more on the second half, you know, because I am a senior, but they do a great job of coming out a lot.
So your brother's also a senior in college?
He's a senior in high school. So he plays at
Oh,
Minnesota High School. He plays on the varsity team there.
okay. Okay, so two seniors in the family. Must be a fun year.
Yes, yeah, very stressful, my parents, but very fun.
No, I'm sure there's lots of different events they have to go to, but it's fine. It's part of the job.
Exactly.
So now getting into this season a little bit. So you've faced some tougher opponents so far this year. You know, you had Minnesota, you had the Nutmeg Classic, which I had never heard of actually, which is versus Yale and Quinnipiac. So how important was it to have the team face some of these tougher opponents and, you know, have that challenge?
Yeah, I think it's great for us to face those tougher opponents. It makes us better as a team. You know, we have a mindset going in that we know we can win on any given day if we, you know, play our game. But just playing that high caliber team is really fun because, like I said, it makes us better. You know, it pushes our game, you know, that those teams push us. So I think it's definitely helped us moving forward here into playoffs.
Was it kind of a full circle moment facing Minnesota?
It really was. Yeah, I think I was on the phone with my dad earlier in that week being like, this is kind of like every little girl's dream in Minnesota is to either play for the Gophers or play against them. So it was like kind of crazy seeing them come in, you know, having the M on our Jumbotron. It was like, yeah, it was very full circle. Yeah.
Was that kind of like your team growing up? You would really follow Minnesota hockey?
Honestly, I really looked after the varsity team when I was little, and obviously the Minnesota Wild, the PWHL wasn't around a lot. But yeah, I mean that's every little girl's dream. It was mostly the U and Wisconsin that people would look towards, yeah.
And now, so you had a 7-game win streak through most of January and February. So how important was it to get this momentum going into the second half of the season, obviously with the new Hawk championship approaching?
Yeah, super important. You know, we faced a lot of adversity in the first half and coming back the second half, playing Minnesota, gaining a little bit of confidence there and moving into that 7-game win streak, it was huge momentum. Like once we won two, you know, we knew we could keep winning and all it took is one or two. And yeah, we just grew from there. And it's been really fun to see how this team has competed not only over the whole season, but through the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, and definitely had some close games there, some overtime shootouts, all that. So with the close games like that, especially going to overtime, how important is it to get the win out of that and, you know, get the practice with, you know, like the 3-on-3 hockey at the end there?
Yeah, huge. Our two overtimes against posts, like we, I think those are our third and fourth overtime games of the season. Our previous two in the first half, we did not win in overtime. So I think, you know, using that experience, like I said, adversity is good. I love adversity for my team. You know, if we can go into overtime and come out with a win and have that experience under our belt before playoffs, that's huge. So being able to come out with two wins against posts in that overtime definitely is good momentum moving into the playoffs.
What do you think has been clicking so well with the team recently?
I think we just started to find a way to the back of the net. That was something that we struggled with in the first half, just capitalizing and finishing. And there's been a lot of good line chemistry, D partner chemistry. Jill, our goalie, is absolutely on fire right now. Just all of that's kind of been clicking in the last few weeks, which has been really fun to see.
Yeah, I'm sure. And now, last regular season matchup is this week versus Assumption, who's a super competitive team. I know you guys, you'll go back and forth and stuff. So what are you kind of looking towards this game? What are you kind of working on this week leading up to it?
Definitely a great team. Always competes hard. I think I said this earlier, but just playing our game, I know on any given night, if we play our best, we are the best team. And just having that mindset moving forward, that like if we play our game, we put a couple pucks in the back of the net, we play good defense, keep bodies out of our crease, like we'll be fine.
How would you kind of describe the team culture or the team identity?
I think, very positive. Like I said, you want to instill that positive energy in the room. I think there's a lot of leaders on this team, not only captains. I th think that there's a lot of leadership, a lot of veteran leadership. We have a lot of experience in that room from last year, which is great. So leaning on other people as well kind of is our culture.
And now, obviously, we have to talk about last season, the Neuha Championship, and playing for the very first time in program history in the NCAA tournament. So, how exciting was this time last season?
It was so exciting. We had faced some adversity going into playoffs, and that was, for me, that was actually my first series win in playoffs. My first 2 years, we were bounced in the first round. So that was super exciting. And then we just took off from there. And winning the Neuha is probably one of my favorite hockey memories, and will be for the rest of my life. It was just super cool to do this for our school, for our program. And then, go to the NCAA tournament and face Cornell, or sorry, at Cornell, face Minnesota Duluth. I had former teammates on that team as well. So just an unbelievable experience all around.
And now I saw you guys got some pretty nice championship rings. Do you ever wear yours?
Well, we got them in November for a ring ceremony. We wore them a lot that weekend. It's just kind of sitting as decoration in my room right now. Put it on every once in a while, but no, not daily wear.
Did you get anything else in terms of merch or other gifts from the tournament?
Yeah, we got a sweatshirt, we got our rings, we got to the NCAA gives out like a participation trophy for being in the NCAA tournament. That was kind of cool. It's a little medallion that we got, but
And a nice souvenir to have for sure.
100%, yeah.
What was it like playing against former teammates in such an important game?
Yeah, it was awesome. We competed with them hard. Like it, I've never seen my team play like that before. We wanted it so badly. Came up a little bit short, but when you face a WCHA team, like that, they're very skilled, very strong. So, playing with them and playing to their level was really fun and rewarding to see.
Yeah, for sure. Now, right now in the Neuha standings, points are pretty close. Is this something you're kind of having in the back of your head at this point in the season?
Definitely something that's in the back of our heads, especially over the past couple of weeks with us being so successful, but at the same time try not to focus on it too much. Our fate's going to be our fate. We can control what we can control. We can do our best to win our games and get 6 Neuha points this weekend, but we can't control what other teams are doing, so thinking about it, but not too much.
What's kind of the mentality now going into hopefully playoffs and kind of the focus for the team there?
Just give everything you got, right? You only have, for most people, 4 years of this, so give everything you have. Empty the tank. There's only a couple more weeks left with this senior group too, so just play your hardest. Like I said, if we're on any given night, we can beat any team in the Neuha. So that's definitely the mentality going forward.
Now, with this being your senior season, are you able to find some balance between just taking it all in, having fun, and also playing hard?
Yes, for sure. It's the second half. I kind of set a mentality for myself that I was gonna enjoy it, enjoy every little bit of it. I love competing. You get such a rush from from playing the sport that, we love for so long. So there's definitely been a good balance. It's been a little stressful, with real life coming up soon, but, trying to, put that aside and just enjoy the last bits of hockey I have left.
No, definitely going off of that in real life coming up soon. Where do you see yourself going after graduation?
I'm not entirely sure yet. Still looking for opportunities and, jobs and whatnot. So, it's still TBD at the moment.
Well, I wish you all the best and good luck with your senior night.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much to Olivia LaRoche for joining us this week on Inside the Neuha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.